what we do. And really it's all possible because you
we
help us out in the cooperative program.
Just be real
so I just want to say a quick word of thank you for your support to what we do.
To prepare folks to come back into the
church. And know that we do
like
every bit of that, taking you very seriously.
Anything we can ever do for you,
happy to be here with you.
Know, we'll be glad to
all right.
help out.
I need to get to work. I can keep doing that kind
of
stuff
all
morning long. Let me read the text for us.
One of the things about my job is I'm coming
into
all different kinds of churches.
Let's read together.
1 Corinthians chapter
12. And
pick
so
up with me
there
in
are key
verse
passages
number 12.
Of Scripture that fit
this
almost
is a passage
any
that
context
to
at
us
any time,
about the body
this
of
is
Christ,
one of
which
them.
Is
1 Corinthians
the church,
chapter 12,
and more specifically,
the
it's
body
a passage
of
that
Christ,
speaks to us about
which is the
you,
church. If you're new to Christianity,
as a person,
Christianity often uses
and your relationship
to the body of Christ
itself
and your service
and people,
within the body
of Christ.
This is one of
so
those passages where Paul is using a metaphor,
chapter 12,
the metaphor of the body of Christ, the human body being. As the body
to teach
is
us
one
about
and has
something
many members,
we don't yet fully
right
understand,
there.
Namely the church.
I just
so
want you to notice how
12.
Many times he says
pick up
something
with me this
like
morning.
That.
Verse number 12,
throughout
we're
the whole
go to
passage
verse number 26
here.
Listen to what the scriptures
remember that
have
they
to
don't
say.
Underline, they don't
whereas
italicize,
the body is
they
one
don't
and has
face,
many
they
members,
don't highlight
right
when
there.
They were pinning it with the
notice
Greek
how
language.
Many times in
if
this
they
passage,
wanted you to
Paul
see it, they'd repeat
something
like
that.
So watch how many
he
times
says
he
it again and again
like
because
this.
He wants you to
for
pick
the
up
body
on that
is
emphasis,
one,
right? They
don't
underline,
many
they
members,
don't highlight, they don't italicize.
But all the members
they
of that
one
body being many,
instead, if they wanted you to
body,
see something,
so
they'd say it again and again and again. They'd repeat it.
Here's this big point.
So watch how many times he says something like that. Verse 12.
For by one spirit,
for as the body
we're all baptized
is
one
body,
and yet it has many members.
And all
slaves
the members of that
free,
one body being many
they've
are
all
one
been made
body.
To drink of
so
one
also
spirit
for
is
in fact the body is not
Christ.
One member
for
but
by one
many.
Spirit you were all baptized
now, verse
into
15,
one body
if you've ever
whether
read
this
Jews
passage
before,
or Greeks
might have been about where you read it and
free,
you thought to yourself huh?
All
what's
have
he
been
talking
made
about?
To
listen
drink
to this.
Of one spirit for in fact the body is not one member
because I'm not the hand I am not
this is where the passage gets a little strange if you've read this before you may have read this and
and if
yourself,
the ear
what?
Should
huh?
say,
verse 15,
because I'm not the eye,
but if
I'm not part of the body, is it,
therefore,
because
not
I'm not
part
the hand,
the
I'm not of the
verse
body.
Verse 17,
is it
if the whole body were an eye, where would be
not
the hearing?
Of the body.
And if the whole
and
were
if the
hearing,
ear should
where would
say,
be
because
the
I'm
smelling?
Not the eye, I
and
am
now
not
God
of the body,
has set
is
the members,
each one
of them,
in
the body,
just as
if the whole body
pleased.
Were an eye, where would
and
be
if
the
all
hearing?
Were one member,
if the whole were hearing,
be?
Where would be the smelling?
Verse 20, but
now
indeed
God
there are many
members,
each
one
of them,
one
in the body,
body,
just as he pleased.
And the eye cannot
and if they
say
were all one member,
I
have
no
need
of you.
Verse 20, but now
indeed
there are many members,
yet
I have no need of you.
Verse 21,
no
much
rather
those members
of the hand, I have no need of you, nor
again
the head to the feet, I have no need
and
of
those
you.
Members of the body which we think to be less
make
honorable
sure you see this.
On those
this
we bestow
point,
a greater honor.
No,
and our
much
unpresentable parts
rather,
have a greater modesty, but
those
our
members of the body
no
which seem
but God
to
has
be
composed
weaker,
the body
are
having
necessary.
Given greater honor
and those
to
members
the
of the body
it,
which we think to be less honorable
be
on those
no
we bestow a greater
body,
honor and our unpresentable
members
parts
should
have
the same
greater
care
modesty,
for one another
our
if
presentable
one member
parts
suffers
have no
then
such
all
need.
Members suffer with it
God has composed the body,
one member is honored
having given greater honor to the part that lacks it that there should be
Father,
no schism
we pause
in
here
the
for
body,
just a moment.
But that the members should have the same care for one
simply
another.
To acknowledge you as our
one
King,
member
as
suffers,
our God,
then all the members suffer with it.
As
one member
the
is
Redeemer,
honored,
the one that died for the church, gave yourself for her, and you've
let
brought
me pray with
men
pray with
and women from every tribe, every tongue, every
Father,
lifestyle,
we do love you.
Every background.
We're grateful,
into
God,
this
for
one thing the, body
the opportunity
this
to come together.
Thing called the church.
I pray, Lord,
so Father,
today
now I pray
you'd help
me
that you would
help
as we open
us
the Word
together,
for
a
few
moments
read
about
it now,
the church,
and I begin to explain
and more
I pray
specifically
that God, your
about each
your spirit
of our individual places
and
responsibilities
and great work
in the
church.
Hearts
use
and
this,
the minds
pray, Lord,
of your people here this
to
morning
to make your
at First
people
Manhattan.
Strong.
Thank you
and
for
cast
Ronnie.
A greater vision.
Pray that you bless
men
him
and
his
women
family
in
this
church
this weekend,
for how they fit
in.
Lord,
we
help
pray,
us
Lord,
to
not
use
be
this time
just merely
in the life
to
of the church
up,
to strengthen
about
and to fortify and to make your people.
So, Father, bless us with
the
that
army
pray.
That you
Jesus
call them forth to
Amen.
Be. So, help the body of
Let
Christ
me ask you a question
to become,
this
to be shaped, to be inspired,
what
to
is
be
your place
to be convicted, to be
in
Lord
the body
this
of
whatever needs to happen.
When I say your,
so Father, would you help
I
me
mean
to that end? Do
you
those things now, God,
specifically.
That I
I'm not
do.
Talking here
speak to hearts
to the group as a whole.
In ways
I'm talking to you individually,
you.
Ma'am
we
or sir. When I
Jesus
say
name.
What is your
Amen.
Place within
Let me ask
the body
you a
of Christ,
this morning as we jump
I want you to think exclusively
what is your
about yourself
in the body
right now.
Of Christ.
In this
when
church,
I say your
what's
part,
your place
let me just be
in
real
clear about
Christ.
This.
Maybe
you
think of it this way.
You.
Church is a place
pretend
that you go
to just
on a
you
Sunday.
And me in this room now.
You sit in that particular location.
I'm not asking the you
listen
plural,
to this preacher
the
every week, and then
I'm
we go about our life.
You individual,
you say
you
the salad in the afternoon,
you,
and we resume our normal
what
activities.
Is your
it's just a
part
of the rhythms
of
our
body
life.
Of Christ.
Now I
don't
know this
you
church
very well. I
perhaps
wish I could
the dynamic here is fundamentally different from every other church
which basically means I don't know a whole lot
about
the
church and
our
rhythms,
quite
a number of
those.
Let me talk to you for a moment about what's normal.
Maybe
in most
just maybe
Baptist churches.
You're very different.
What's normal
from
in most Baptist
literally
churches
every
is that you
other
have this dynamic
to go into.
You have about,
let me tell you about
10
those other
to 15% of the people.
Here's what's true
that
about
carry
really,
about
80%
of the weight
in
inside the body.
Here's
of
what's
Christ.
True.
When I say carry the weight, here's what I mean by that. I mean they're the ones that are showing up. They're the ones that are performing the various kinds of ministries.
That's what's normal.
These are the people that are serving on different kinds
of
committees to get things
done. By carrying the weight,
quite literally what I mean by that, it's about
10%
of the people
that do
all
of volunteering
in the body of Christ.
It's about
10% of the people
that
will
serve on
all
the
committees
in most Baptist churches.
It'll be
about
10%
of
the
people
that
right there
execute the functions and the
needs
of the
church.
It'll be
about
10 to 15% of the people that will give
80 to 90%
financially
as well,
budget.
Meaning the operating
so what about those
expenses
other
of a church to do
85 to 90%
of
the people?
What is their
place
within
the
body
of Christ?
I hope
well.
Today
my
goal
question
is not
for you this morning
you feel
is
guilty
this.
Or to shame
what is
you
your
any of those
part
types
of
things.
Christ.
My goal is actually
and let me
to
be
cast
very
for
clear
you
with you
a greater
front.
Vision about
what I am
you,
about
not
your life, about
to do
your
today
place
is bonk
inside
you over the head
body
and make
of Christ.
You feel guilty and shame
and help us to see. Look, let me just set
I'm
the
not
context
trying to play
of
that
this
game
up for
today.
A minute.
You got
to
understand
try to
the
do
realities
from
of our
text,
moments,
my
friend.
Is show you
here's
a
the reality
greater
of our
moment
out there
for yourself
outside
the
body
greater
of
vision
Christ
for this
out there,
church,
there
is
and a
nothing,
greater vision for this
there
church's
is nothing
ability
but brokenness
to execute ministry
and confusion
in this
and
community.
Chaos
right here.
The
what is
darkness
your part
in the body
strong,
of Christ? Normally
the brokenness
about 10 to
15%
of people
felt
carry the bulk
and
of the
and then
weight.
There's us.
The
other
the
portion
God.
Of the people in the body
people
of Christ that
just
have
hear
tasted
me out.
The salvation
they are what
of
I would
our
call
Lord,
whose
mere
lives
show
have been
uppers.
Transformed.
How
let's talk about what it means to be shower upper.
We
their part in the body
such
of Christ
a moment
is well
those realities.
They show up. Let me pause right
let
here.
The body of Christ.
What I'm not trying
to
do is
capacity.
Discourage you from showing up.
Of course, keep showing up.
The vast
up.
Majority
means,
of people in a local Baptist church,
you're wanted,
85
you're
90%
hear
me,
desire
are
to
what
be
I would call
keep showing
mere
up,
shower
again,
uppers.
Think about something.
Don't mishear me today. If you're a mere shower upper, my goal
friend,
is not to
it?
Encourage you to stop showing up.
I mean,
up.
For
of
your
course
life,
we want you to show up.
To think about the purpose of our life
up.
To live and to exist
rather,
and love
the goal
Jesus
here today
and one day
is to
stand
cast
before
you
him a greater
and all
vision
we're going
about
to
you.
Muster is being
about
a
how
shower
God
upper?
Seeks to use you.
Don't you
and hear
want
me.
More
I'm
than
talking
that, don't
to
you
the
crave
old people
for your life to have
I'm
a greater
talking
purpose.
To the children.
To be a part
of a
picture
to the men,
that's bigger
I'm talking
than that,
to the women.
And yet for some people to be
I'm
a part of
those
the body
of
you
of Christ
who are rich
and those of you who are poor,
I'm
shower
talking to
upper.
You.
What is God
listen,
seek
what
to
Paul
do
is talking
in and
about
through
here
you in the church?
Is
most
the
folks
body
are just
of
show
Christ,
uppers,
and he's got this dynamic
they show up.
The one thing called the body, the
and
church,
that's about it.
And the many
and you go about
parts
the rest of your life,
that church.
You eat
so
your potato
put that
salad
real
or whatever you're going to have this
brass
afternoon.
Tacks. And then
he's
it's
talking
just
about
one
the relationship between this
whole thing
of
called
a
the
weekly
church
rhythm
and the little parts
custom
called
that
church.
And
you.
What he's trying to show
here's
us
the problem
here
with
is
that.
That every single one
the problem
of
with
the
that
you,
is you're selling
everything short.
Has a fundamental place
you're selling,
within
let me start
this
with you.
Thing called the church of Jesus Christ.
You're selling yourself.
So, let's take a look. First time I ever preached
short.
This passage of Scripture,
because
I had like
sleeves
seven
aren't rolled
points.
Up.
I'm not,
you're not invested
do that to you this
into
morning.
The very
I'm
going to
attempt to be
thing,
just a good Baptist
me,
preacher
that is going to last
right?
for all
so here
of eternity.
Point number one. What do we see here in the text? Point number one.
Your whole life
is
wrapped up.
Paul shows us
in
verse number 12. Through verse number 14, he shows us that first
that are
of all,
gonna burn
each one
up,
of us fits inside the body of Christ. That is to say, inside this thing
used
called
by
the church,
God in ways that
you
will bring satisfaction to your soul
it.
That nothing else can do.
Doesn't matter what your past
selling
is.
A church short that
doesn't matter how you're different from other people.
If
greater
you are blood
greater
bought
service,
by
Jesus
think
Christ's
blood.
Just
you
for a moment, what if this church could not
well,
operate
he
on
this
verse
number
12. Capacity, but on 95
verse number 12,
or 100% capacity, if that
and has
happen,
many members,
and
I've
you,
said
you,
this in
you,
the introduction
you,
right before we read the text,
are going to have to say,
but let me
not
go
on my watch,
I'm going to give
everything out
first.
I got to
the body Paul
of Christ, and we're going to do this.
Two literary devices
there,
in this text, and if you're
this world
just reading through your Bible and you stumble upon this passage of Scripture, likely
people
you
that
hit
have tasted
part
the grace
and
of God
features in it
that cause moved by the affections of God.
What in the world is he talking about? My goal, my job this morning is just to explain those
moments that you
have. First one, there's two literary devices. Both of the moments come from the literary devices that he employs, and there's two of them. The first one is a metaphor. Now, you know exactly what metaphors are.
Not once back then.
Metaphors are simply this, if you're unfamiliar with the language or definitions of them. Metaphors happen when we take one thing that we already know a lot about,
and
we
use that one thing that we know a lot about to better understand some other thing
that we don't yet know a lot about. That's all a metaphor does,
in this day and the next,
in this
case,
the
how,
thing
oh,
we know
how
a lot about
is return
human
it back unto
right? You know a lot about the human body, at least yours.
Selling it all short.
You know every nook and cranny, don't
you? Something greater.
Every little mole, every little blemish, every little
what's
thing about
your
you. You've lived your whole life inside
in
that human body. So you know the human body well, and he's going
to
use the
you.
Human body
yes, young
to
people, I'm talking
to explain and help
yes,
us understand this
people,
other thing
I'm
that we don't fully understand called the church.
What's God want to do in and through
that's
you?
Literary device number one. This
is
what he's doing in verse number 12 through 14.
The first time
for
I
the
ever
body
this
is
passage,
one.
I think I had like seven or eight.
And yet
points.
It has many members. Simply
I won't do
put,
that
here
to
it
this
is.
Morning.
This is one
just
human
three,
body, and
I'm
yet it's got lots
preacher.
Of different parts.
Okay.
He's got hands, got feet, got eyes, got
so
knees.
What is the text
kneecaps,
saying to
got
you?
Got toenails, all those different things.
Number one,
lots of individual parts.
To see, verse
and those little
verse
parts
14,
come together. To
I want you to see number one,
one
that you all called the body.
Now, I just
ought
to pause right here. Just
red
to be kind of nerdy about
black,
this for a second,
white,
this is really, really interesting.
Young and old,
and I think
rich
it's important.
And poor,
isn't it unique?
It doesn't
that
matter
in
who
you this
are.
Case,
when
doesn't
the little
matter where
you've been.
Come together,
listen,
a new
in
thing
this
comes
world,
into existence called the
indeed,
church. That doesn't
there are
always groups
happen.
That you don't belong in.
Go to any restaurant this afternoon.
In this
for lunch.
World, indeed,
go
there
to
are
Walmart.
Clubs.
Go
that
into
you cannot
any other place
to.
Where lots of people will have
Christ.
Come together. And notice
not
that when you walk into the, say you go
no,
to Theo's Pizza
this,
down the road here,
the body
just
of
a little
Christ,
bit.
You walk
it doesn't
into Theo's
matter
Pizza,
who
there's
you
going to
are,
be a
where you've been,
group
what you've done.
There.
And guess what?
You,
there is
if
no
you are
new thing
blood
that comes into
existence by Jesus
when that
Christ,
group of people
you
come
are
together
his.
In Theo's Pizza.
Then you
doesn't
fit
happen when you go to Walmart. You're in Walmart, and so is this guy and that gal, and so on and so forth. And
one
that
body,
group of people
members,
does not
does
constitute
for the body
some now and
has
many
members,
church.
But all the members of that
watch,
body being
in this
many
case,
are
when the you,
one.
And the you and the you and the you
part
and the you
come together,
this passage
blood
of
bought by
is that
Jesus,
Paul is employing literary
comes
devices
into
in this
existence
passage.
Called
that's
the
all
church.
Doing.
And friends, you ought to just pause right there to note
little linguistic tools we use to illustrate
different about this right
out. Okay,
he employs two literary devices in this passage.
We're going to come back to
the first one is a metaphor. That's it.
Their body
metaphors
is
are real simple.
One,
metaphors
are
when
you
take
members,
one thing you know
and now
a
watch
whole
how
lot
he zooms
about,
in and talks about those
to
individual members.
Something
and all those members of that body being
is.
Many, they're
in
one.
This case,
so
the
also
thing
it is
that
you
Christ.
And I know a
verse
lot
13,
about is the
this
human
is where
body.
We see here. We all
and
fit.
No matter who you are,
where you've been,
the body of Christ
is
what
your background
is.
Watch this.
So he uses
the
human body, something we know a lot
about.
To better understand
something
else we don't know a lot about,
you were all baptized into the one body.
So in other words, doesn't matter if you were a guy like me.
Here's what's true of the human body.
Yeah, I know I'm the president of a seminary now, and I'm training pastors.
There's a very real sense
in
which
stuff.
This is one
I didn't
body
start this way.
And not something else. This
twice,
is Jamie's
my junior
body,
year in high school,
those
I got arrested.
Are your
body. First time I got arrested
it's one,
for
it's
stealing
my body.
Seven cases
now,
of beer out of the back of
the
grocery store. Check that out.
Made up of
the second time I got arrested, I was smoking pot
parts.
In my Jeep going mudslinging
I've got
one night on a Sunday
toes.
Night, October 9th, 1994.
I've got 10 fingers. I've
and
got
arrested
for
2 years.
I got
out tail light.
He pulled me over for the burnout.
I have
lots
and
lots.
I have a heart. I have
and now I'm a Baptist seminary president.
I have a liver. I have a spleen.
Right?
I've got a brain.
I've
you
got all
be a guy
these
like
different
me,
parts and the many individual
or you could
parts.
Be a gal like my
watch
wife.
What happens.
There's
goody
something
two-shoes.
Profound that
she's never made
takes
a
place
in her whole
the
life.
Individual
she's
parts
not here,
in
so
this
I can pick
case
on. No, I'd say this if she's standing right here.
A new
never
thing
made a bee
in
her entire life.
Other than
you
just
can
the
be
parts.
That guy,
Jamie.
Or you can be that gal.
Right? It's fascinating.
If you are
quite,
blood
frankly,
bought. You,
I'm
listen
a
what
philosopher.
The text says,
this
for by
is the
one
kind of
spirit,
study,
you were all baptized into
like
the
holes
same
and like
body.
Instances of chairs
right?
And cars.
And now
and
watch
like
how
that.
He impacts
that.
That.
I will just,
that's true, whether
you're
Jews.
Note, it's very interesting what's going on
or
here.
Or Greeks.
Notice that in this case,
so
when
right
the parts
here, note
come together, a new
what
thing
he's drawing on. He's
that
saying this to us. Right?
Even
if you took racial
my wedding
divisions,
ring, my left shoelace, the lint
racial,
in my right pocket,
ethnic
and I don't know,
divisions
say
that
one
of
the
white
our
keys
world
off of that
would
otherwise right there,
normally
completely
parts,
divide
come
us
together.
In
the
blood of
those
parts
Christ,
come together,
and
in
the
body
of
Jesus
Christ, those right? distinctions
but in this
don't
case,
matter.
When the individual parts
whether
come together,
Jews or
a new
Greeks,
thing
listen to this one. Whether slaves
wow,
or free,
that's unique.
Racial and ethnic differences that would normally divide
if you
us,
went to Theo's
and
pizza
even
this
socioeconomic
hungry,
divisions that
me.
Would otherwise
if you
normally
went to Theo's
divide
pizza
us.
This
what Paul is saying
is,
it does not matter where you've been,
that room,
who you are, what your background is. If you're bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, if you've been baptized by His Spirit, then you're
all
part of the same body. Definitive group of people
let me tell you
would
why
not
that matters.
Constitute a new thing.
Because for some people in the body of Christ,
you went to Walmart this afternoon, there would be
this
a definitive
part of
group
you
of people
to the margins
in Walmart
that
time, and it would
mere
not constitute a new thing. But watch this: something
you sit there and you wonder, do I really
God
fit in?
Happens.
Am I really
when
part
this
of this
group of people? Comes together.
You
guess
may
what?
Come
There's
into the body of Christ,
the
acutely
church.
Aware of all
friends,
of your blemishes, your faults, your failures.
Give you a clue right there.
You
There's
may come into the body of Christ acutely aware of what
differentiates
you from some other person. Or maybe
point.
It is those socioeconomic
Look,
divisions.
One
maybe
body,
it is even those racial
many
kinds
members
of divisions.
Using the metaphor
and listen,
to teach us about the church.
The
now,
periphery
verse 13 is
of
the
body
of
Christ
text.
Never really given
Remember
to the Lord, to the church,
is
and
we
to
all
yourself.
Fit within the body of Christ. Look at verse
13.
That
which you were created to give.
So clear.
Verse 13,
because all you can
by
see
one Spirit,
is how you're
let me just ask you, do you have a different Holy Spirit
yet
from all
me?
The while, the Scriptures
no.
are saying to
by
us,
one
Jew
Spirit,
or Greek,
we were all baptized into
or
one
free.
Body.
When you
Goody
were born again,
or
Ephesians
a guy
chapter
like
1,
me.
Verse 13 says,
if
in
blood
him,
bought,
after we believe, we were sealed
Christ.
With the Holy Spirit
so,
of promise.
Maybe that's you
meaning,
today.
When you and I
maybe
came to
you,
faith,
never
really
Spirit
rolled
is
up
deposited
your sleeves, so to speak,
inside of us,
thrown
actually
yourself
uses the language
of
an earnest
to the church
down
to give to the body of Christ that which
you
should
There's
be
a deposit that's been placed,
only
a promise
how you're different
of the full
from other people.
To be
and
paid.
Yet what the Scriptures are trying
the
to show
Spirit
us
God
here
is
that born
those
inside
very
of Jesus
use
the language
in a minute,
of being born
to the
again,
of the
right?
Of the body of
For
Christ.
By one Spirit
so
you were baptized into one body.
All
here's his point.
Within the body
it
of Christ.
It does not
number
matter
two.
Who you are,
number
where
two.
You've been,
Not
what
only
you've
number
done,
one do you all fit within
there
the body
is
of
but
Christ.
One
blood.
This, number two, this is verse 15
there is
down
but one
through really,
spirit,
verse number 23.
There is but one
number two,
thing
I want you to see that you
Christ,
all have an essential function. Now watch this.
Inside
he
the
says,
body of
by one
now
spirit
what do we
you're
mean
all baptized into one body. Listen to this,
have it.
Whether Jews or Greeks.
It's the kind of thing that if we don't have it,
you
the
mean
body
the
of Christ
will always be
racial
anemic.
Divisions, which would
it will
normally
always
divide
be
and consume
blemished.
Us.
It will always be inadequate.
Pay attention to our world
it will
here.
Limp along.
Our
never
world in this sense
is not
new.
What
it's
not
supposed
unique.
To be.
We're
if
not
in
the
fact
first
you don't give
people
what you
to
have
racial divisions.
What the Scriptures are about to
the
show
Jews
us.
Jews and the Greeks
is that
are
every
case in point.
Single one of us
the
has
Jews
an essential
hated.
Function inside
I mean,
the body of Christ.
All capital H-A-T-E.
Now, he does it through this second.
The Gentile
literary
and
device.
Vice
Sorry,
versa.
My earpiece is sliding off.
These
here.
Are two people
he does
that
it through this
passionately
second literary device.
Hated
and, what's
and
the
despised
one? The
each
first
other.
One, and
Jesus
says, "Hey, watch this."
The second one, he uses
I'm
going to
redeem both.
Not only
now, you know what
my
personification
going to redeem
is.
Both.
Personification
is
when you take
I'm
an
inanimate object
and you pretend
blood.
As though it's got a first-person perspective.
I'm going to seal them with the same
movie
spirit,
Beauty and the Beast,
and I'm
or something
going to
like that. You know all about personification, right?
Body.
Personification in Beauty of the Beast, here's how
With
it happens.
Jews
the,
and Greeks,
the cupboard comes to life.
Better.
You remember Chip,
slaves
the little cup?
Free. Even
Chip, the little cup, sings and dances and talks
divisions.
About his feelings. And
all, Look, here's
just
the point.
Personifying
it all
the
goes
cup.
Away.
That's all you're doing there.
What
the blood
Paul does
Jesus
now
Christ.
Is he's going to
and
personify
notice how
body
powerful
parts.
This is.
Which is kind
in
of
a world, in a
because
day,
they're already living and they're already part of human life anyway. But generally speaking, my
hand
does not
have
its own unique first-person
perspective.
By
as opposed
Jesus
to my
blood
bought
or my
ears
that
over
are
my
diverse
eyes
and different
like
from
that.
Each other
and
is
somehow,
going to personify the
body parts
here
for
a
minute
and
let
together
talk.
This one
now,
thing called the body of Jesus
is,
Christ
what are
and
they
we
going
are one.
To say?
What
that
are they going
happen,
to communicate
friend,
about themselves
can I just underscore this?
As they relate
that can only
to other parts
when you're
of the
Christian
body?
First.
Here's what they're going to communicate. They're going to communicate
the
inferiority.
Sometimes we let other
and
parts
superiority.
Of our life,
in other words, some of these body parts think they're not much.
Come to
and some of
a
these body parts think that they are
mind.
The bee's
we
knees. They're the best part of the whole thing.
Or Democrats first.
And what Paul is doing here in the metaphor of the body of
the
Christ
is
here
is
he's helping us to see that inside
fight over
the
such
church,
things is because their people are something else before
there are
they're
people
a Christian.
That feel about themselves
or maybe
exactly
it's their
the
racial identity.
Way.
I'm a white person or
so
I'm a black
this.
Person or a Hispanic
And in all of this, what he's
going
to try to show us
is that every single member has an essential function. If you want to see it real quick, let me go ahead and steal the punchline.
Let me not bury the lead. Look at verse 22. Here's
that means your love for the Lord Jesus Himself.
Each of us has an essential function.
Quite literally, surpasses everything else.
No, here's his point.
And He and He alone is preeminent.
Those members of the body which
seem to be weaker,
then
can a people so diverse come together as one?
That's his point.
Now
and
watch
be a
how he shows it
testimony,
to you.
A beacon
he
of
shows
grace
it to you through those two groups of people.
Of
one who has an inferiority complex.
The body of Jesus Christ.
And the second one who has a superiority complex. Let's talk about the inferiority complex.
Here's my point to you.
First.
Because he does.
My point to you is real
verse
simple.
Verse 15.
Doesn't really matter who you are, where
talking.
You've been, what you've done.
Why in the world are your feet
you
talking?
If
why
you
are
blood
the dogs
by
barking,
Jesus Christ?
So to
speak. You've placed your faith
it's not because
and
they're tired
in
it's
Jesus
not
Christ.
Because they stink.
Fit inside the church.
No, they're sharing
you are part of this.
Their perspective about themselves
and that's
in relationship
here's
to
the
other
deal.
People in the church.
Some of you
so watch how he does it.
If the foot should say shower uppers
because I'm
you
not
don't feel
the
like
hand.
You fit. You here's come into this space and you sit there the whole
I'm
time
really
wondering if you
body.
Fit in. You come into this no, space and you sit there
the
whole
world
time
would
wondering
feet
if you really belong.
So clearly,
you come into this space and you sit there and you wonder, should I really
and
leave
well, since
because
I'm
not
like
sure
the hand,
I'm supposed to be here.
I'm not
I'm
really part
you,
of the body.
The
foot
say,
feels
about
Jews
itself
or Greeks,
slaves or free. We've all been made to come into this one body.
Why in the world would feet feel inferior
second.
To hands?
Point number one,
if
we
they
all
could
fit inside
speak.
The body of Christ.
Why would
point
they feel that
two,
way?
Listen to
I
me.
Think you can do it this way. Watch.
We all have
watch
essential
what feet
functions
do.
Inside
here it is.
The body of
ready?
Christ. Here's what that means.
Feet do this.
Every single last member
that's
of
it.
The body is essential.
Job over. Done. Every now
every
and then they get mad and kick
member
something.
Of the body,
but other
just
than that,
like the human body,
feet
do I have a
walk.
Single part that I
it's
want
a very
to do
basic function.
I
very
mean,
rudimentary
I even
function,
want
and watch this. Unless some knuckleheads wearing
appendix.
Flashy white shoes,
I
wish nobody
I
even
back.
Pays attention
sure
to the feet as they do their
but,
job.
You know, I want
right?
it back. Every last
now here's
part
the point.
Of the
there
body
are some
is supposed
people
to be there
inside
God,
the body of Christ,
and therefore every single part of the body
that are
kind of
like
job
feet
to do
in that
body.
Regard.
And when every single part
their
is doing what God
their
put it there to do,
is basic.
That means let me translate
it's
that.
It's somewhat
when
rudimentary.
The use and the use and the use and the use and the
and
use.
And no one really
in
pays
the body
any
of
attention
doing
to
doing what
do
God
they?
Wants you to be doing.
There's some of you,
I'm
in other words,
you,
that you don't sing like this person or preach like that person or teach like that person. Your function seems so much more basic.
Verse number 23.
Therefore, in your mind,
really
you think less important,
really
and nobody
15
sees
to
you for doing it. Nobody
here's
pays attention
this
to it. It's
kind
of like
every
feet,
last one
function.
Of us
hands.
Has
watch this.
In the
by
body.
Contrast, my goodness, they do
very,
everything,
very,
don't
very
they?
Clearly.
Look I mean, you can
22.
Type. You can
verse
play
22,
music.
He says it in
you
this
shake,
very
you fist bump,
poetic,
you high five.
Way
you can even
from
hit something if you need
to.
Hands are good at everything.
To a head and just pegs
and everybody sees them. You put ornaments.
Here's his point. No. Much rather,
ladies,
those members
paint
of the
their
body
fingernails.
Which
sometimes
seem
boys too.
To be weaker are
we ornament
necessary.
Them.
What's his
they
point
do
in this
everything.
Whole section of scripture.
Watch this, and there
his
are some people in the body
of
Christ like that, right?
Man,
they're good
and
at everything, and everything they do
the
is always with the spotlight
now, here's
shining
what's really
on
cool
them.
About the way
everybody
he does this
sees
and
them
point.
And pays attention
he makes
to them
this
and
point
compliments
by speaking
them.
In this whole
and there's this dynamic
two different
between feet
groups
and hands
of
inside the body of Christ.
There's
some
the
have a basic
people
have
nobody
what
really
I would
pays call
attention to,
an
and some are good at everything,
complex.
And everybody compliments
the
them all
the second group of people has what I would call an
and now the
superiority
says,
complex.
Because I'm not like
so there they are, two groups. Some people, are they're
really
paralyzed
by
what they're not. And some people,
there
are
some of you, listen to me, here's my point.
In their own mind,
there
and in their own
some
heart
of you that
of
all
are.
You can
two
see.
Two different groups of people in
yourself.
The body of Christ. And what he's trying to say is that this right here
is
causes some
not.
People to really not contribute to the body of Christ.
I'm not this.
Now watch how he says this. Verse
and
15 through verse number 19,
I can't
Paul
teach
speaks
like
to those
person,
who have an inferiority
like
complex.
Lead
right?
like that person.
Let's unpack what
therefore,
I mean by that first, because then you'll
not
see it right here in the text.
Really
and he
a
uses
part
second
of this.
Literary
I'm
advice.
Not really
people with an
important
inferiority
in this.
Complex.
I'm not
essential
they are
paralyzed
to
by what
now
they're
listen.
Not.
All
the foot
they
is
can not
see
alone.
Is what they don't
if
do
the
well
ear, verse 16,
or how they are deficient compared
should
to
say, well, I'm not
else.
Like the eye.
I can't preach
I'm
like
not
this
really
person.
Part of the body.
Teach
why would
like
ears
that
feel like
this sing compared like
to this
eyes.
Person or lead
well,
like those
short,
other people?
Nobody pays any attention to ears.
Not much.
You know, ladies, you grow your hair over them and cover them up.
I don't have a lot
of the time
at
church,
least.
And so therefore they don't.
Nobody's
they
paying attention
uppers.
To your ears.
Paul,
unless for some
me.
Reason they're
if
big and goofy
you,
looking and then they get picked on.
Paul is saying in this
I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, that's quite literally
no. the dynamic inside
you've
the body
got
of Christ.
It wrong.
Some of you, not only do you have a basic
you,
function
verse
that nobody seems
each
to
part
see
is
and appreciate,
and
but nobody will talk
now
about
watch
what
how
you
he does
do
this
unless
verse
you
is really
don't do it. You don't do
here
it right,
he's going
or
to
you
deploy
do it poorly,
the second
or something
device.
Like that.
The
first one
course,
is a metaphor. The second one is personification.
And there are people inside
real
the body of Christ
here.
Like that.
Personification
eyes by contrast,
is when you take an inanimate object
and
you pretend
attention
it has a
first-person
perspective.
In
and
short,
you let it
what
talk
Paul
and
is
think,
explaining
in some cases
is there
are
some
people
sing,
inside
dance,
the body
okay?
of Christ that walk around
seen
with
the movie,
this inferiority
Beauty and
complex.
The Beast?
I don't
you
really have much
cupboard
to give.
Comes
notice
to
this:
and
that both
and
the foot
chip, the little
and
cup,
the ear say because
the
they're not like this other
boy,
person. They're not really part of the body. Listen to Paul's response in both cases. Verse 15 and verse 16. Paul just mocks that idea.
Letting the individual parts of
the body speak
for a moment,
and you're going to hear their perspective.
In response to the foot.
It's their perspective about how
listen,
they think of themselves in relationship to other people.
Some of you
watch
feel like you don't have much to give.
If the foot should say, feet don't
so
talk,
therefore
but
you
here
don't
they do.
Give.
If the
and
foot
I'm not talking
should
about
say,
finances here. I'm talking about
because
you.
I'm not
I'm
a
talking
hand,
about yourself.
I'm not
you feel like you don't
body.
Have a whole lot to
what
contribute to this
going
thing
on
called
here?
Church.
The foot
so you just don't do
is
it.
Comparing
you're paralyzed
to
by
hands.
What you're not.
And because
all
the foot
you can
is
see
not
is
like
that you're not
hand
like
in ways,
this other person
feels
or these
inferior
other people with these
and
gifts.
Says,
therefore you don't
well,
do
I'm not really
what you need to understand. Go back.
Now here's the question.
I'm speaking to you right now.
Why would feet feel that way?
I challenge you.
Why would
go back this
afternoon
and read
1
Corinthians chapter 1.
Here's what
this is what Paul says. This is what the scriptures say to you.
That's it.
Consider
that's about
your
all they do,
calling,
right?
Brothers.
Every now and then they get mad and
kick
something.
Not many among you
other
were
than
wise.
That, not many
feet
among
don't
you
really
powerful.
Do a whole lot.
Not many among
they
you
walk.
Were mighty.
They
not
might
many
run
among you were noble.
If you're
no.
running, if I'm ever
God,
running, you better
this,
run too.
Has chosen.
Okay? Some of you are runners. I don't
the
get it.
The foolish
not at all.
Things
don't tell me about
of
the runner's
this
high.
World. The weak
nope, I'm
things
not,
of this world.
I'm not going 6 miles.
The base things of this world.
The things that are nothing.
Those are the
feet do this, and that's about it, right?
So you say,
here's what I would note about this. It is a
God
basic rudimentary
me.
Function, right?
God's word's
not
elaborate,
it's not
fancy.
It's
of
a basic rudimentary function,
most.
And most people don't
so
pay
here's
attention
what I'm saying
to
you.
Stop
here's
the dynamic
yourself
about the church that Paul is
by
showing
by not really
us.
Giving to the Lord
there are
what
some
you are
of you
called
in the
to give
body
and
of
designed
Christ
to give
where your
and therefore
not
to the body
the joy
feels
to you at least
very basic
of being used by God.
And rudimentary, it doesn't feel like it's
stop
that much.
Shortchanging
and it
the church.
Does not get seen.
Stop shortchanging
it
the
is
Lord.
Not seen. It is not appreciated.
Now,
people don't notice
one
that
group
you've done
of people
it.
That have
as we'll see
the
with the ear here in a minute, because
of an
the ear feels
complex.
The exact same way compared to the eye.
There's another group of people.
Nobody's
going to
talk about it or pay any
to
attention
well.
To it unless you don't do it right.
Got
then they're
the opposite
critique.
Problem.
Here's the
some
deal.
People
watch.
Think
isn't this true?
Of themselves in an
isn't that exactly
way,
the dynamic that takes place in the body of Christ?
And
some of you have a basic rudimentary function.
Then
nobody sees it. Nobody pays
superiority
any attention
complex.
To it. Or
these are the people that say, it. Boy, it all
compared
comes
to
down
hands.
To me.
Remember, the foot, if it says, I'm
listen
not
to
like
how
the
he
hand,
says this.
Well, what's the big
verse
deal
number
about
20.
Hands? Well, my goodness,
now indeed,
they do everything.
There are many members, yet
aren't
one body,
in the body of Christ
how
like
often
that.
He's
they're good
that.
At
verse
this
21.
And that and the other. Hands
and the
tight,
eye,
hands
remember
play
the
music,
eye,
the
ear
hands
felt
punch,
inferior
hands
to the eye, five, and evidently
hands fist bump,
the eye feels
hands,
inferior
we put
to others,
on
including
them.
The hand.
Girls
which
paint them.
Of
I mean, hands are kind of
too.
A big deal. You cook with
the
your hands.
The eye cannot
you eat
say
with your
to the hand.
Wash things with your hands.
I have no need
I mean,
of
hands
you.
Can do everything.
Nor again the head cannot say to the feet,
I have no need of you. Look, there are some people.
Sings
he's talking about
all these music
individual
and all
members
these other things. I mean,
thinking
they're just
more highly
of themselves
in
comparison
to
other members is what he's doing here. So
the light
words,
is quite literally
shining on them all the time.
People in the body of Christ
people
that think
hey, man,
that the rest of
so
you aren't that important.
Today. Nobody says that about you.
That they themselves
sure say it about that person again and again
are the
and again
most
and again
important
to the point that garners
ingredient.
The eye roll.
Here's how it typically translate
here's,
into a local
what the,
church.
Here's what the foot
this
is
person
saying.
Thinks
the foot
of themselves is more important
say,
than
well, I'm not
local
the hand.
Body than
listen
they
how the foot
actually
now feels
are
about itself
because
I'm
they
not really
give
the
more money than others or they volunteer more
exactly
or they're the
way,
most connected or maybe
the
they've been in this
exactly
church
if the
forever
say,
and ever
eye,
and ever and their parents and their grandparents were in this church forever and ever and ever and they would actually use the language of this is my church.
Nobody ever even sees these things.
Eyes we look
can we just be real clear.
Girls get put makeup
no,
on eyes.
It is not.
We are attracted to people because
did your
of
blood,
their eyes.
Was
eyes
it shed for
deal.
This church?
Ears don't seem to be that big a deal. If
did
they're
you
big
suffer
and dopey,
naked on a cross
on.
For this church?
Other than that, Nobody
pays them
any attention.
Did you speak and breathe life into this church?
Did you
send
your spirit
into
this world?
They do their service. Nobody notices them. Nobody thanks them for it. But if they don't do it well, they're going to get critiqued.
It's not your
church. I don't know who, for example, does your janitorial services.
It is the Lord Jesus himself.
Can you imagine how bad it would be in this church if it was a dump?
And listen, God may have used you.
Let me be real clear. Unless there's any confusion here.
Smell.
Mr.
You know
or Mrs.
Imagine,
superiority
oh gosh, your visitors
complex.
Aren't
let me
coming
speak
back,
to you for a moment.
Boy, that person
what
would
I'm
get lit
not
up
saying
that.
To
but when
you
they
is,
do their job,
you're not
like
important.
Today, for example, nobody
no, I'm not
them.
Saying that. What I'm not saying to you is go away. Stop giving. Stop serving. No, I'm not saying that. My whole point here, point number two,
is ma'am or sir or
Mr.
or Mrs.
have an essential
inferiority
function.
Complex.
The point is not
to
say that you're not essential. You are. Keep giving. Keep serving.
Because I'm not
keep
the hand.
Pouring
I'm not part
yourself
of the body,
out for the church,
says.
But change the disposition.
Is it therefore?
Change
part
the disposition
body?
That in your heart,
if
maybe
the ears
you've never verbalized
say, I'm not the
it this
I'm
way,
part of the body,
relate to other people.
Is it therefore not part of the body?
Where you'd say, I have no need of you.
That's right. I'm not trying to be mean to you.
This is a
I'm
body.
Not trying to bust you up this morning.
And the head can't
maybe
say
a little
to the
hole busting
no
up will help you.
The
listen
eye
to
can't
me.
Say to
if
the hand, I have no need
by
of you.
What you're
I've
not.
Had to learn this lesson.
God says, are you
listen,
really
I didn't ask for it. I didn't
body?
Seek it out.
Verse 22.
God called
no,
me out.
I was the kid that couldn't give a book
rather those
in
members
front
of
people.
The body which seemed to be
and then
weaker,
I got saved and the Lord gave me this gift and a calling to use it and I stepped forth and man,
inferiority complex.
I've spent the last 28 years.
Listen,
with those
you need to
not these exact ones shining on me and one of these ear
wise,
dudes over my ear
noble,
speaking
mighty.
The moment
chosen,
of church builds to this
things
moment
this world,
where I stand up with
the
word
nobodies,
and everybody's
things
sitting
things
down looking at me
nothing.
And I'm talking.
God's chosen those things.
It's
so
real
you can
easy.
The wise and glorify himself.
When you spend enough
you
time
only
doing this,
see what you're
just
not.
Just being honest and transparent with you. It's real
God
easy
sees the perfect
when
kind
that's
of people he
the
likes
rhythm
to work
of your life to start
think of
thinking of yourself. Hey,
Mr.
man, I'm the important ingredient here.
Think of yourself this way. Do you remember the story in John chapter 6?
Remember, I was 23 years old.
Healing all these people.
Try to tell this story as quickly as possible. I was 23 years old. I just graduated
following.
College.
If you
I'm starting
women
seminary. This church down in Fayetteville, North Carolina,
and
calls
Jesus
me out of the blue one day.
Says,
it's about an hour
they're hungry. What are they
going to
eat?
I lived in Wake Forest,
they say, well, you know, we don't have anything.
He said, hey, would you come down and talk to us about pulpit supply?
And I said, sure.
Walked into the room, and
that wouldn't be enough to feed all these people. In other words, we don't have any answers.
And Jesus
basically says,
feed them. I don't know what's about to happen,
but this doesn't look like it's going in a good direction.
And they do this. Here's
what
they
do. Here's how I want you to think about
this was, they don't want to
they
talk to me
say,
about
well,
pulpit supply. They want me to come be their pastor.
And he's
I
got
heard him
a
ask that question, would you be our pastor?
Loaves?
And I looked at him like they were crazy, and I said,
and
no.
A couple small fish.
They said,
these
well,
would have been
not?
About the
I said,
size
I'm
of a couple hot dog buns.
I know nothing
and
about pastoring a church. I got
what
three
is
sermons.
Is that enough
and
to
that
feed
it?
Thousands of people? No.
I can't pastor your
Jesus
church.
Jesus, bring it to me.
And so they talked for a minute. They said, well, would you at least come do pulpit supply for those three sermons? And I said, sure. Long story short, by the end of those three sermons,
the Bible says quite literally, he
I was their
blessed
pastor.
It.
I became their pastor. So
there
I
was,
23
enough.
Years
all of
old.
A sudden,
I knew nothing.
A few hot dog buns,
other
and a
than
few
maybe
kind of
sort
of quasi
how to write a sermon
with
and
his
preach
blessing
one.
On it.
Well, turns out a lot of those folks like my sermons.
You say I'm not
these
much.
Awful sermons that I look back on.
I say you're a
and,
hot dog bun.
There were about 35 people that went to this church.
You say I'm not much. I say you're a sardine.
Four or five key core families.
And
with God's
in that
blessing
church, those
upon four or five key families,
you.
They would say things to me on a regular basis.
They can do
my. I mean, look,
things.
They meant it as encouragement, and it really
why
was from their heart,
this?
Just
you
meant
said,
to encourage my soul.
What you're not.
But
no,
it's
no,
like
no.
Rat poison.
You're exactly the kind of
you
people
you eat
God
it, and it'll destroy your soul. And they'd right. Say things to me like this. They'd say, Jamie, we'd
what
love
about those
your
who have
preaching.
The opposite problem? Some have an inferiority complex.
Your preaching is the only reason we come to this church.
Uh oh.
We can't stand
buckle up.
Deacon
I'm not trying.
So
I'm not here today to step on anybody's
this music
toes.
Is
you know,
awful. The facilities are
verse 20.
A dump. We would never
now
go indeed, to church
there
here,
are many
we'll
members
yet
one body.
Again,
preach.
Notice how much he says that.
And so,
verse 21. Because
thought,
of that, the eye, big deal eyes. Remember,
well,
the ear feels inferior to the eye,
that
and
I'm not
evidently
supposed to stay
the eye likewise
pastor.
Feels
I need to go focus
superior
on my
to the ear, and even other such things like
I wrestled with God,
which we, as we saw above, kind of a big deal.
Right.
The eye cannot say to the hand,
"I have no need of you."
Nor again the head can't
if I
say
leave,
to the feet, I have no need of you.
They'll leave.
Look, I hate it.
I mean, the 35
but there's
people
one
that are
in every crowd,
the
they're all saying
one.
The same thing to me. If you stop
who
preaching
just
here,
thinks,
we're not
man,
coming to church
I
anymore. So in my mind, I translate that as when I leave,
person here. they leave. If they leave, there is no church.
I don't know why. There's lots of different factors that lead people to think this wins this.
I end up
maybe it's because they volunteer like nobody
out of the parking lot.
I'm going to be real clear with that morning preach.
If you're Mr. or Mrs. Superiority person,
I'm not trying to discourage you from continuing to give.
I'm so upset my wife had to drive.
No.
She's driving us off, and I'm crying, and I'm looking out the window, and I said to her,
but they think of themselves because they volunteer more, maybe because they give financially more, maybe they've been here forever and ever and ever and ever.
Fast forward about a year and a half later.
Maybe their parents and their grandparents went here, and they'd even say things like, this is my church.
On a Sunday morning.
My dear friend,
and
Jamie,
just want to be your friend. A very important lesson.
And as such, let me help you. Don't
that it is not my church.
Ever say that.
Right? It's his church.
Don't allow yourself to ever think that.
That
if that thought pops into your head, pluck it out, throw it aside,
Mr. and Mrs. Superior,
and remind yourself of the
truth.
Again,
let me emphasize to you,
this
church
is
not to say, don't give,
don't serve. Blood bought by Jesus Christ.
The point is, change your heart and your perspective.
And until you become perfectly God and perfectly man in one person called the hypostatic union,
they were mowing the grass before you got here,
which you won't. And until you, as the perfect, spotless Son of God,
somehow, someway, God is
bleed
going to raise
naked,
up people to
dying
take your
on
spot
a cross
you
to purchase this church,
right?
Which you
but
won't.
But while you're here,
and
all
until
of
you
us now,
send forth your own spirit,
all of us now,
to redeem and regenerate
to
lost
church,
souls and bring them together
time,
and issue upon
energies,
them the Holy
service,
Spirit
of
fire and power to birth the church.
I'm not going to let this church operate on 10% capacity
because it's not your church.
It's what I got to give.
I've had to learn this lesson. Listen, I don't mean to be
this. One
final point.
I'll make this one super quick.
But for 30 years now, you know what the rhythm of my life has been?
Number two, you all have essential functions.
Sunday morning comes, and the service is going to kind of build to this crescendo where they hand it to me. And I'm going
to
stand
listen to this,
about 2 to 4 feet higher than everybody else, right dead smack in the center of everything.
Honestly, it's kind of funny in the text.
The light shining on me and one of these goofy doodads over my ears.
In verse 23,
and nobody's going to talk,
of the body which
and
we
they're
think
all
going to
sit facing me and listen
honor.
To me.
And then he says
talk.
This. He doesn't have to throw this in here, but he does.
And our unpresentable parts have a greater
practice and rhythm of your life. You've got to guard your heart.
And our presentable parts have no need.
So in other words, some parts of your body you cover up.
I was 23 years old when I pastored my first church.
And some parts, like your face and your hands, you don't.
Long story short, I tried
not to pastor
this church.
But God's composed the body, giving greater honor to that part
which lacks it. Now, why does he do this?
Now, why does he do
this? I ended up doing it anyway.
Verse 25, he answers
the Lord started leading me to leave this church for 6 months.
That there should be no schism in the body. That's a big, fancy, old school King James term for division.
You know what? I didn't know what I was doing. I kind of barely knew how to preach a sermon.
That there should be
no fights. And there's not really any magic sauce
in
passion,
the body. There
directness.
Should be no
that's
divisions
and I got
in
up there
the
and
body.
The
there should
be
no
do, and
discord
clear from the text
in
and be
the body.
About it and be very direct
but
about
that
things
the members
the
should have, instead
people,
of
they like my
being a discord sower,
in fact, when they tell
Bible
us that you
me,
should have the same
it.
Care for one
in
another
in really strong ways, they wouldn't
and
just
if
say,
one member suffers,
preaching.
Then all members suffer
they'd
with
say,
it.
Man,
and
we love your
rejoices,
preaching.
In fact, that's the
or
only
honored,
reason
all
we come to this church.
With it. Here's the
we
point.
Can't stand
listen
Deacon
to
so-and-so.
I've been around Baptist life and Baptist people
the facilities
enough
are a dump,
I said earlier, and
preaching.
I meant every word of it. At the
and
end of
the
day, Baptist folks,
you weren't
on
here
the whole,
preaching, we would not go to church here.
Humble,
that was the core of the
they're
church.
They're faithful, they love Jesus.
God's saying, hey, guess what, buddy, it's time for you to go.
That is true.
So, of course, what do you think I'm thinking?
I'm thinking, but God, you
there's
don't
one
understand.
In every group.
Maybe five
never say
in every
that
group.
To God.
They just want no to sow discord.
Lord, if I leave.
And over the last
they all leave,
30
they all
some
leave
years
the
of doing
this,
and
I
learned
the night we finally yielded
people.
And
hear me.
Did what the
divisive
Lord to do.
People
and
don't think that
lot,
what
so
they're doing is
Tara
a
had
sin.
To drive. And as we were pulling out of the parking lot,
in
I
fact,
said,
fact, worse,
her, that
divisive people tend to think that what they're doing
months.
Is doing God a favor.
Fast forward about a year and a half later,
I just
want to
challenge you.
175 on a Sunday morning.
Listen, if that's pricking your heart,
just fine.
Or if you'll just at least, even
and
if that's not pricking your heart, but you'll take me up on it.
23-year-old Jamie Dude.
I want to challenge you this afternoon. Go back and read 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Remember, it's the foolish things of this world that God has chosen.
That at the end
you
of
think
the day
you're
not
much, God says you're a perfect candidate. I also want to challenge you, if you'll go that step with me, go one further.
The point is not
go read Galatians chapter 5 as well. And see
the
juxtaposition between the works of the flesh. Let's never
fruit
have
of the Spirit.
Fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience,
I
kindness, goodness,
say,
mercy, gentleness,
no
self-control and light. If you're controlled
say,
by
no
the Holy Spirit,
that's what
Listen,
comes out of your
Listen, those
other
life. Folks are just
versus
as essential as you
the
are.
Works of the flesh.
The
if you're not controlled by
the
Holy Spirit,
you got
the works of the flesh,
you,
and it's this big long list, and some of the descriptions kind of overlap on each other, but you can break it into three groups.
Even if it's hot dog,
Paul there,
and
as he talks
loads.
About works of the flesh, people that
give
are in the flesh, controlled by the flesh,
three big groups of
sins. There's heresies, sexual perversion, and divisiveness.
One more point, I'll make it quick, I promise.
So here's what
we
I want to say to
We all have an you. Essential function, third and
divisive
finally,
people don't think that what they're doing is a sin, and divisive people actually
church.
Think they're doing God a favor. No, actually,
we must protect
the Word of God
Look
puts divisiveness
parts
in the same
God
category with
the
witchcraft.
Body, having given greater honor to the part that lacks it. Why do you do that?
I mean, you may as
Verse
well be 25,
listen
to
this,
boards.
That there should be no
and
schism in the body. Schism is a big
so
fancy King James
divisive?
Word for divisions.
Listen,
God does
remember,
it this way so
go back
that
to that first part of the sermon,
no
that real nerdy part that I talked about.
Body.
You go to Walmart, right?
So
that's
let me
a
just
group
say
of people,
this
right? But it doesn't come to constitute.
Again, I don't
thing.
Know you, but I know Baptists.
You go to Theo's Pizza this
I know Baptist
afternoon.
Churches.
That's a group of people, but
there's
it doesn't
one in every group at least.
A new thing.
Maybe five.
And but when you,
there
this group of people,
the body of Christ
together, watch what happened. Some new
they
thing called the church comes into existence.
They're curmudgeon,
I'm telling
they're grumpy
you, this
about
is
everything.
Different.
Nothing's
this
ever
is
right.
Therefore sacred.
They always have a criticism. They even get
treated
really,
that
really
way.
Good at
don't
sow
discord.
It in
I'm
very
not saying don't deal with problems.
Ways that
of course,
most
you deal
people
with problems,
in the church
can't
do it
even
in a manner
guests
pleasing to the
can.
Lord Jesus himself.
But those
following
who've been around
the block,
they know the language.
Maybe it even sounded like a compliment to most people, but everybody that knows that person knows exactly what it was. That was a very backhanded, discord sowing statement
to
make.
Protect the unity.
And it affects the unity of the church. Listen to me.
Father, we love you.
I know this about divisive people. I've been in church life
for
30 years.
This church.
I know this.
Thank you for all that you're doing in and through her.
And I pray that, Lord, you do.
Number one, they don't think that what they're doing is
a
sin
for your kingdom.
Father,
two,
bless
even
us
worse,
as we
they tend to think
come
what
to
they're
a
doing
close
is doing
of this
God
service,
favor.
Go about other matters related to your work and your
I'm helping God
day.
Right.
Help us to do all of this with a heart
Listen
of
to
worship.
I want to challenge you.
With a heart of devotion.
This afternoon,
pray,
go home
Lord,
and read Galatians chapter 5. Here's Galatians
go
chapter 5.
For folks
Paul juxtaposes
maybe there's somebody
the fruit
here today
of the Spirit
really
with the works of
the
flesh.
To
in
the
short, these are two different ways of speaking about what's actually
maybe
controlling us.
Going on. Father, would you
and there's a way to tell.
To
what
today?
Is actually controlling
you,
me?
We give
is it God
you,
and his Holy Spirit, or is it the devil?
If you're here today,
and you can tell by well what's coming
Christ
out of you.
As your Savior.
Here's what he says.
Here's what
the
Bible
fruit of the Spirit,
the Bible
meaning
says,
if the Holy Spirit's
just
inside
like
of you,
me, you have a
and
sin
is really
problem.
Cultivating
and
inside of you, what's going to come out of you are things like love,
God.
Joy,
good news
peace,
is this.
Patience,
Jesus
kindness,
Christ,
goodness, mercy,
Son of
gentleness,
God
self-control,
to
and the like. In other words, if you're under the control of the Spirit, those will be the fruits of your life.
If you've never
Watch
trusted
this.
Jesus
the
as
works
your Savior,
of the flesh are
trust
his
today?
Way of speaking about
Maybe
when the devil's
here today
controlling
there's
you.
Something that we've talked about here.
And he comes up with this
heart.
Really
you
long list of sinful dispositions and actions.
And
some of
whatever's
on your heart, they kind of overlap on each other such that
you
almost can't tell some of them apart from each other. It's this big long list. Let me make it simple for
you.
The whole list could really be divided into three big groups.
Come out of sadness
heresies,
from wherever
doctrine,
you've been.
Sexual
come brokenhearted, let a rescue begin.
Discord.
Come find your mercy.
Oh,
sinner, come kneel.
But three
Earth
groups,
has
again, heresies,
a sorrow that heaven
and
can't
discord.
Heal.
Watch this. Here's what I want you
Earth
to see.
Earth has a sorrow that heaven
God,
can't
again,
heal.
Divisive people don't think that what they're doing is a sin. And number two, they actually think God's
so lay down
God
your
Hold
burden.
God actually puts discord and divisiveness
lay down
in
your
the same
shame.
Category with witchcraft.
And all who are
right.
broken.
Sower of discord.
Lift up your face.
Bringer of divisiveness.
Oh, wanderer.
You may as well be going and playing with Ouija
boards. Oh, you're not
it
too
is satanic.
Far.
It is evil.
So lay down your
heart. You're not doing God a favor.
Lay down your heart.
It is a sin.
Come as you are.
Paul describes it as a work of the flesh. That is the direct result of the devil himself.
We think that spiritual there's warfare, hope when for I say those words, spiritual warfare, you and think all who have strayed,
come sit at the
things.
Table,
of
come
the
taste the grace.
There's
rest for the weary, a rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure.
Here's my message to you.
So you lay down.
So lay down your burdens. Lay down your shame. And all who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, under a crown.
That there should be
you're not too far.
And he even goes on to say, you should have the same care for one another.
So lay down
if
your
one of you is hurting, I hurt.
Lay down your heart.
If one of you is honored, I'm rejoicing.
As you are.
No schism in the body. Father, we love you.
Thank you, Dr. Dew, for
grateful
bringing
to
a wonderful,
your sons
powerful
and daughters,
word this morning. I'm
asking
our ushers
pray,
come forward
Lord,
as we transition to our time of giving and offering. I do want to mention, I failed to mention this
help
in the welcome.
Help these brothers
my
and
fault.
Sisters, the individual members of the body.
Many of you in this room this morning were here last week
come
when we
in unity,
got
to
have our
love,
initial kind of inaugural Discover
you.
First class that we have put
I
together
give them
as
to you
ministry
and ask
staff
your richest
to
blessings
be a
name.
Something for our church.
Amen.
For those who are new members and prospective
hey, we're have
members
a quick time of
into
response.
The future to kind of know what it means to
if
be a part of First.
If you're here to know
it
today and you don't
so,
know Jesus
it was
Christ
a fun
your
time.
Lord
I enjoyed
Savior,
it. I know many of you
the
enjoyed
day
it.
Trust
it was a good time having some fellowship.
Here's what the Bible says. The Bible
coffee,
says you had the same problem I have.
We are as a church
sin.
Vision
sin separates us from a holy, righteous God. And here's the bad news.
Thank
you
for that.
If
you were not
it will go on. That separation will go on forever and ever and ever.
Last Sunday, you can go to our website.
This
and
is
go
good
to
news. We call it the gospel. That's what that word means. Gospel equals
Discover First, and you
it's
can
this.
Watch the
God
entire
so loves
thing
you
that we did. It's about
me.
45 minutes.
The world.
At most,
that
I
he
think.
Gave us his only begotten
you can watch
Son,
that if you didn't get to
Jesus
be here last
Christ,
week.
The Son of God,
so
came
said,
into this world, died on the cross
and
for our sins, shed his blood for you and for me. And the Bible says if you'll turn from your sins and
so,
trust in him, he will forgive you, cleanse
the
you, and save you.
Here, and
have you ever let
please,
him save
your
soul?
Come,
have you ever thrown
back,
yourself
so you
upon
these,
him, trusting him to redeem your soul? If you've never done that, why not today? Why not here? Why not trust him? Maybe
Lord,
there's something else
today,
on your
God.
Heart or mind that's pierced
Lord,
you,
for
convicted
to,
you. You just want to pray. You want
to
pray with
body,
Reese.
Lord,
you want to pray at the
that,
altar.
That you would
I don't know what you need to do. I don't know what God's
and
doing in your life.
Broken,
but if God's stirring your heart, would just you just simply respond in obedience today? Let's stand
Lord,
together.
That we
you be obedient to the Lord Jesus.
Bring you glory, God. And I pray that we would realize, Lord, that
come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come brokenhearted, let a rescue begin. Come find your mercy, oh sinner, come near. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
I pray for these things in Jesus' name.
So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. And all who are broken, lift up your face. Oh, under a crown, oh, you're not too far. So lay down your hurt, lay down your heart, come as you are. There's hope for the hopeless and all who have strayed. Come sit at the table, come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, a rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can cure. So lay them down. So lay down your burdens.
What, amen. What a great day of worship.
Lay
amen.
Down your shame.
Next week, Dr.
And all
Dix,
who are broken, lift up your face.
Oh,
under a crown.
Pastor Ronnie Stan.
Oh,
so,
you're not too far.
Last store night is May 10th.
So lay down your
party
heart.
Night is May 17th.
Lay down your
and,
heart.
If you have any questions about
come
that,
as
and,
you are.
Yeah, so lastly,
Woodland Care University worship choir and band will be here.
Amen. You can be seated.
It's going to be a 100
Thank
person
you, Dr. Dew, once again,
and
for delivering the word this
band.
Morning.
So
when service is over
to
today, Dr.
Dew
and
your
family would like
for
to as well be out here in the Welcome Center
Pastor's
for a chance for you to
so
come by
very
and
exciting.
Greet them
we're,
and shake
we're
their hand.
Figuring out
Thank
logistics,
y'all for being
how
here.
We're going to
transition
people,
to our time of offering,
know,
a part
along
of
with the rest
service.
Of our church. So
we honor the Lord.
A lot of exciting things going on
for
our church.
So I'm going
to
ask now our ushers come forward.
Let's pray and we'll
Brother Francis will.
Father God, we just come to you, Lord, this morning. We're just grateful for your word, Lord, and what it means to our life, and it's the foundation of everything in our lives, Lord. I pray that it's just in response to that word, Lord, that we will go out of these walls and be your church, Lord, in this community.
Father,
Lord,
so
I pray these things in your son's
Lord,
holy and precious name. Amen.
In
You're
addition to that, Lord, we are grateful for all that you've blessed us with. And Father, respectively, we offer now, Lord, back to you from the abundance that you've supplied to us. So Father, we give now in the way that you've abundantly supplied us. In Jesus' name. Amen.